USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate races take center stage during the midterm elections, but there are also plenty of important ballot measures to watch. California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana have pro-life measures on the ballot, and a Colorado proposal would allow the consumption of psychedelics for medical purposes. Campaigning in Virginia for congressional candidate Hung Cao, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reveals a plan of action should Republicans take the majority in the House.
On that very first day, we're going to repeal 87,000 new IRS agents. I think it's important that government's here to help you, not go after you.
McCarthy adds that Republicans are also set on securing the southern border. At a Save America rally in Ohio on Monday, former President Donald Trump said he's going to make a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago, which many speculate could be the start of his 2024 campaign for president. Eric Trump joins Fox and Friends first and says he will support his father no matter what.
I'll be the first person, if he decides to make that announcement, I will be the first person by his side on that stage. I will work tirelessly, our entire family will. We need to take back this country.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield visited Ukraine on Tuesday to tour a grain elevator and processing facility in the Kyiv region as the Russian invasion continues. Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield explains why the U.N. is pushing for an extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative.
The Secretary General has been so committed to negotiating. They need this deal to give confidence to the farmers to plant their wheat.
Former Fed President Eric Rosengarten says it's quite likely the United States will have a recession next year. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nevada is a state Republicans are trying to turn from blue to red.
Nevada became the 36th state during the Civil War, thus making her battle born. She was rushed into the Union to help put Abraham Lincoln in the White House. Today, she is a major battleground state. The governor's race comes down to Democrat incumbent since 2018, Steve Sisolak. He says governors like me are the last line of defense for protecting abortion access. On the Republican ticket is Joe Lombardo, Army, Army Reserve, National Guardsman, 20-year Las Vegas police officer, and was elected sheriff in 2014. He says no more reckless spending, no more prioritizing criminals over citizens, no more fake promises. It's time for Nevadans to stop paying the price for Sisolak's failures. In the senatorial race, Democrat incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and former State Attorney General Adam Laxalt are battling it out. Cortez Masto has focused her support for abortion rights and has criticized Laxalt for past comments. Adam Laxalt has focused on economic issues and said Cortez Masto's support of President Biden's economic initiatives has contributed to the rise in inflation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The man accused of throwing 2 beers at Senator Ted Cruz during the Houston Astros World Series parade is out on bond. The suspect allegedly threw 2 full cans of beer at the Republican while his float was traveling down the street Monday afternoon. The senator wasn't injured. The suspect is charged with aggravated assault. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.